It took 7 decades after World War II to put together a system of free trade around the world. That system has been rocked in just the last 7 days.
The president today announced what he's calling a phase one trade deal with China.
The two sides are very close on a deal on USMCA. You could see that announcement.
Boris Johnson hoped his victory would bring closure to the Brexit debate and let the healing begin.
On both sides of the Atlantic, populist leaders are challenging long-established notions of how trade should be conducted. President Trump and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson are winning praise for their efforts in some quarters, but also raising questions about unintended fallout. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Trump notched wins on two fronts in his trade war last week. Congressional Democrats okayed an updated version of a trade pact with Mexico and Canada, and China agreed to a preliminary deal of its own. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told CBS long months at the negotiating table all came together at once.
Friday was probably the most momentous day in trade history ever.
Both deals purport to foster cross-border trade, but they also include protectionist measures. And to get there, Trump put up roadblocks, ordering stiff tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. Those countries retaliated, so farmers and manufacturers have paid a price for the trade war. But White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow insisted to Fox News it was all worth it.
It does show that President Trump's example of being a tough, hard-nosed bargainer on trade and economic matters works.
An ocean away, Boris Johnson is pushing his own hard-nosed agenda, insisting after last week's election that the UK will pull out of the European Union, no ifs, buts, or maybes. Economist Matthew Slaughter, who served in the George W. Bush White House, sees a common thread between Johnson and Trump.
We have leaders today saying that they want to be connected to the world, but only on terms that they dictate and only according to the criteria for what constitutes winning, and with a lot of threats.
That zero-sum approach is at odds with the rules-based international order that the U.S. spent decades helping to build. Johnson and Trump have little regard for that order. While Johnson's bent on withdrawing from the EU, Trump is kneecapping the World Trade Organization. Just last week, the president blocked the WTO's ability to referee trade disputes. With no referee, Trump is freer to follow his own protectionist instincts, slapping tariffs on friends and foes alike. Former Trade Representative Carla Hill says when other countries follow that example, the global economy suffers.
If we're all going to go out unilaterally and just impose tariffs, it's going to have friction, and friction can explode.
To be sure, freer trade hasn't worked equally well for everyone. While some industries have thrived with access to global markets, others have suffered from overseas competition. Slaughter, who's now at Dartmouth, says populist leaders like Trump and Johnson may be well-intentioned in catering to those who feel hurt by globalization, but he suggests protectionist trade agreements and a withdrawal from global engagement are not the answers.
Most people don't want just walls. They get that globalization in general is good. What they really want are bridges that will build ladders of opportunity at the same time, so people can have a chance to thrive and benefit from all the dynamism of innovation and globalization.
The last 7 days have exposed deep cracks in the global trading system. The months to come will show whether those cracks can be repaired or if the system's bound to crumble under populist pressure. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.